702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, let's get straight into the world of viral content with Kabazela at the start of a brand new week. Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Bele.
Let's get straight talking. Tell me about a handwritten note that's gone viral.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've been in a situation where you maybe have driven into a parking lot and somebody has parked like a real chock, and you can't park next to their parking because you know your car is just going to get dented or something like that. Or maybe another situation where you wish you said to yourself, I just want to leave a note for this person. And sometimes you might, and other times you just let it go and you move on. So this person clearly got irritated by the person who parked and wrote an actual note. And his note has gone viral after the perpetrator posted it online. And the note goes like this. It says, to whoever owns this car,
yeah,
my grandfather smoked his whole life. I was about 10 years old when my mother said to him, if you ever want to see your grandchildren graduate, you need to stop immediately. Tears welled up in his eyes when he realized exactly what was at stake. He quit cold turkey that very day. 3 years later, he died of lung cancer.
Oh.
We were very close, and his death destroyed me. My mother said to me, please never smoke. Don't put your family through what your grandfather put us through. I agreed at 18. I have never touched a cigarette. I must say I feel a very slight sense of regret for never having done it. Because your parking job was so crappy, it gave me cancer anyway. Jeez, man, please learn how to park.
Wow.
So, I mean, there you have this note. It's like it starts off so emotional.
Drama match.
And then just turns. And then just turns at the end. So clearly he was very, very irritated by this guy who couldn't park. And maybe when you asked the question this morning, have you come back to your car or to, you know, you've arrived somewhere and you have found a note that has been left for you and this person has had a go for you? Or are you that person who will write notes and leave notes for people when they have done wrong things?
All right, let's put it out there. It feels a little bit of drama to me. But of course, it is absolutely annoying when people park badly and there aren't any spaces available. It really, really can be irritating. All right, tell me about a retail worker going viral for a kind act.
Yeah, this is a lovely story. So a man by the name of Denga Luvuno, he was walking in Polokwane, and he came across a youngster on the streets who, you know, had no shoes on and obviously a street kid or something like that. And he wanted to buy him a pair of shoes. So he spoke to the youngster and he said, come, let's go through to the shoe store. And there they are inside the shoe store. And this lovely lady who's works at the shoe store, her name is Ndala Linki. She came along, and Denga, the guy, said to her, please can you fetch a bucket and some soap so we can wash this youngster's feet and legs, you know, obviously so that he can try on a pair of shoes. So Ndala went back, she got a bucket, filled it with some soap, and she herself ended up washing this youngster's feet and legs. And Denga posted this photo on Facebook as just an appreciation to Ndala who washed the feet. Because I don't think most people would have done that. They would have said, well, that's not my job. But she decided to do that kind of act and wash the young guy's feet. So a lovely little story there that captured the hearts of people on Facebook and gone viral for obvious reasons.
All right, Kabazela, that's where we're going to leave it for this morning's What's Gone Viral. Handwritten notes, because you parked badly. Are you that guy or gal who would even write one? Why don't you give us a call on 011-883-0702?